This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. The Washington State Supreme Court issued a ruling last week that is very disappointing to the state's dairy industry and should be for all of agriculture, effectively striking down our state's exemption from paying farm workers time and a half for overtime. Dan Wood, executive director of the Washington State Dairy Federation, says it's a very disturbing decision.
Well, the legislature passed about 60 years ago a law that said you just pay straight hourly rate for agricultural workers, not the time and a half beyond 40 hours that applies to other work sectors. And Supreme Court, 60 years later, ruled that it was unconstitutional.
Wood says this ruling hurts all dairies, large and small, costing them as much as $1 million a year.
And so their options are to eliminate jobs, to cut people back to 40 hours instead of, say, a 55-hour week that people are working in order to earn more money, to reduce their hourly rate, or just close their business, or put in robotics, you know, robotic milkers, robotic feed movers, et cetera, or even move out of state.
Ann Wood says this could just be the first of similar rulings.
And so this has sent shockwaves through the dairy community, and all it is going to take is one more case for this to apply to all of agriculture.
Tune in tomorrow for more on this Supreme Court ruling and what it could mean for ag employers in every commodity group.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.